sixth grade, they're more than welcome to come. Our theme this year is Mystery Island, so it'll be a lot of fun and searching for the one true God. So there are registration forms for VBS out in the foyer. There's also registration forms online that you can print off and email back or send back hard copy to me or April. You can bring those in. Byron Bible Camp is open for registration for the summer and also is looking for a few people who would volunteer to bring meals for the summer. So if you would like to bring meals, a couple meals here and there, call or text Beth. That information is in the bulletin. And this week we have Sunshine Bible graduation is tonight. We'll also have youth group tonight as normal. And then we have the young adult Bible study at 8 p.m. on Wednesday this week. So are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
Good morning. We're going to sing, and we're going to sing quite a bit this morning, so get loosened up. 521, Redeemed. Let's stand and stretch a little bit here to start with. 521. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer. I sing for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Thank you for singing. Turn and wave at somebody. Someday we'll get to shake hands again. Turn around behind them. People in the back want to see your shining face.
Well, good morning. We are grateful to see several faces that we haven't seen in a while. It's with vaccinations and things, it's good to see some of the restrictions lifted for especially those in the Courtyard Villa. Several that are here today, and we're grateful and welcome you. We are also grateful that we do have the service online. This is our opportunity for prayer and praises. I do thank you for praying for me. I had surgery on Monday. I probably look as rough as I feel. Somehow I poked myself in the eye, and so my son said I looked a little weird, or creepy, as he said. So I asked Becky if I needed an eye patch, and she thought that might draw more attention. But so it will heal, but I do go back a week from Tuesday for the post-op visit. So I just continue to ask for prayer for my healing. Thank you that for those that stopped by, said hello, and dropped off meals. With Josh heading for Maranatha today down in Nebraska, he's been eating us out of house and home. So now he's Maranatha's problem, and they can feed him. So it's a couple of things for prayer requests. Leah Fanning asked for prayer for Chris's dad, Clyde. He had an episode this morning. Seems to be doing better now. May have been a low blood sugar, but it was very worrisome. And so we'll pray for Clyde. And I know several of you coming in, Shirley Sterling fell coming in the front door. And so we'll be praying for her and for Ernie. And grateful for those that were helping her. It's good to see the body of Christ step forward and help one another. And then for my son, Josh, and several others are going to be working at camps and such for the summer. So the other prayer requests or praises. Yeah, June.
I know you've had our son, Bob, on your prayer list. Talked to him this morning, and he sounds like he's in good spirits. He's got a long road ahead to learn how to walk and how to lay. But he seems to be coming along. It's a long valley.
Yeah, yeah. And this past week, we've had several emails for prayer, and I thank you, June, for updating us. But for their son, Bob, he had a nail ended up lodged in his foot, and because of his diabetes, he actually didn't feel it. He got to the VA this week on an emergency basis, and they had to amputate his right?
His left leg.
Left leg below the knee. And so he's in good spirits. The last email update did have his address at the VA if anyone wants to drop a card to him. So we will continue to pray for Bob and for Ron and June as they minister to their son. Dave.
Rain.
Oh, I didn't quite understand. Yes. Yeah, the flood's good. Well, we'll deal with the rain first. Yes. I talked to my mom and I told him that down in Kansas, they've had multiple inches of rain. I told her she could send it up our way. They'd like it to stop and we'd like it to start. So, so yes, rain for our Steve.
Yesterday we attended a benefit for Bonnie's brother, Kenny, who was in that terrible four-wheeler accident that was a year to the date yesterday. Over 500 people probably attended and a nice amount of funds were raised to help them with their immense
That is a miraculous how God has protected him and is working in healing. And we will continue to pray for Bonnie's brother Kenny and grateful that the community came around him and raised the funds. Any other prayer requests or praises? April. Both or one? One. So Janet is going to be having surgery on Tuesday for a knee replacement. And as my mom keeps chirping at me to slow down, and so I did see that the ice cooler was here the other day. But yes, I know. I'm grateful that you have family close. And that they can work, but we'll be praying for healing and for the recovery. Any other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this new day, for the opportunities that will come before us in the week ahead, that you know what those are. You are on the throne, you are sovereign, and you know our needs. We pray for our entire state and our areas. We are extremely dry, and you know that. We are dependent upon you providing rain, and we ask that you would bring rain to our area, to our state, that you would protect and provide for the families that are so dependent upon agriculture, that you would see fit to meet our needs. And we know it is in your timing. Father, I pray that you would give us patience and the ability to trust, even when sometimes it looks bleak. And we thank you that you have been faithful in the past, and we can look back to know that you will be faithful in our future as well. But we do lift up our area that you would provide. Father, we are thankful for the church family that you have placed in this community. We are thankful for each of the ones that, as we have seen in this last year with restrictions, that as restrictions have been lifted and getting out more, Father, we pray that you would always be an ever-present help in meeting our needs every day. Father, we lift up Chris and his dad, Clyde. We pray for Clyde that you would give wisdom to the doctors to see what happened this morning and the drastic health issues that showed up, that you give him wisdom. And we also pray, as the great physician, you bring healing. Pray for Chris and the family, thankful that they are close and can be a part of his life, and for the legacy that you have given him. And we ask that you would, as you have promised, continue to walk with him through these days. Father, we also pray for Shirley, and that you would heal. And we pray for Ernie, that you give him wisdom. Father, we just know how life can change suddenly. And I just pray for them with her falling this morning. Pray for my son Josh and several others that are going out for summer jobs or summer ministries, that you would give them safety and travels and open doors of ministry. Father, I pray that you would be with Bob Ohm as he adjusts to life with his leg amputated, that you would speak into his heart, draw him to yourself, and help him to know that you can be with him, that as he adjusts to life and mobility, that you would give him patience with the process, and we ask for healing for his body. Father, we are grateful for the fundraiser that was put on for Bonnie's brother, Kenny, that you would continue to heal him. Thank you for the community around him, and we know the expenses are extreme, and that you would provide and do it in a miraculous way, to let him know that you understand what he's going through, and you have created him. And as the great physician, we just ask that you would continue to bring about healing in his life. Father, I pray for Janet as she gets ready for knee replacement surgery, that you would be with the surgeon and the surgical team, that things would go well, and for the recovery process ahead, help her to be patient with it, but also for her to heed the instructions of the medical team and for physical therapy and all those things. And grateful for April and family being right there for we pray for Tuesday and then the recovery, the road to recovery. We just ask that you would always be an ever-present help. Bring peace of mind and heart, that your hand is here and active in her life. Father, we're grateful for Andrew being with us today, with his family, for the ministry you've called him to at Frontier, and the opportunity to speak with us today. We ask that you would watch over their travels throughout the summer, and for his family, that you would give them the rest they need from this busy school year, but also the opportunity for connection of together in the summer months. Pray for those out at SBA today for graduation, that you would be directing and the graduates would be seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness. We pray for the ones that graduated yesterday in Miller and many in our surrounding area, that they would choose first to follow you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that they would pursue after the things of God, even in the whole distractions of the things in this world. Father, we do pray for our graduates that they would choose to be used by you in the areas that you are going to call them to. Father, for our service today, for the ministries that you've raised up, we pray for VBS as it gets ready to start in a week, for the helpers, for those that are going to be a part of ministering to the students in our community, to be working in their lives. For our missionaries, for the Bridgemans, we ask that you would help them as they get ready to move back to the States and all the adjustments that that will mean. May you be honored and glorified in all that we do today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 460, All the Way My Savior Leads Me, 460.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread. Gives some grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love to me is promised in my Father's house above. When my spirit, clothed immortal, wings its flight to realms of day, this the song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This the song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
All right. Thanks for singing. Now we got to turn back to 380. Got to stall a little bit so I can catch my breath. Okay, that's probably good. Let's stand to sing this. This is our last chance to stand before the four-hour sermon begins with.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from a wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk walk, let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Thanks for singing. Please be seated.
One of the things I am grateful for is the providential leading of God. And a couple of months ago, Andrew called and said that he was going to be coming back for SBA's graduation, and could we fit him in a little bit in the service? And I said, oh, by the way, I probably may be having surgery at some point, so just put it in the back of your mind that maybe I might ask you to preach for me. And as God worked things out, I did have surgery Monday, and I didn't have to worry about preaching today. We told him that he has to stay keeping us used to the 40 minutes that we are each Sunday. He is, as a typical now dean of students, male, the dean of men, he's got a video to help out. So I don't know if he could actually go 4 hours. That would be quite interesting. But we are grateful that Andrew is here, that Marissa and the kids are here. They are our missionaries. We support them monthly. So it's grateful to hear what God is doing in their lives and the plans they have for the summer. I know he'll share a bit about that and how long they'll be in the area. But always, as you think about them, remember to pray for their safety and their travels, because school may be gotten done in May. It doesn't end for the dean of men. So, which is what he's called to do. So, Andrew, as a